Gabriella
has joined. Has joined. Has joined.
I'm sorry you broke up. Shavuot Tov.
Shavuot Tov. Shavuot Tov.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bakor. Anna Bakor, Gedula Chiminta, Ati Sera, Alfred Gimel, Yutta Sadi. Kabil Rinat. Amcha chag beinu, acharenu, nora, ufreshayan, sintet nun. Na gibor, dor she yehudcha, kevavat shamrem. Nun gimel dalet, yud kaf shin. Barhem tacharem, rachame sikatcha, tamid gamlein, etet resh tzadi tachimu. Pasim kadosh, bero tuvcha, nael adata, et kufet, et dunayim. Yachid geye lamcha penei zokrei kidushata Yud gimel lamed pei zayin ku Shavatenu kabel ushma tziakatenu yodea talumo In Kufal, Sadi Yutah. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy from this creation. We will utilize the 13 attributes of mercy for this purpose. Adonai Yohei Wahei. Adonai Yohei Wahei.
has joined.
We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It comes from Parasha Yitro. It's known as Pasuk 29. And we will do this after we say Elishem Yehud. Elishem Yehud Kud Shabri Ishkinte
has joined.
Udhilu, Udhilu Urkimu. Liakta Lishem Yudhe Bavate. The Yehuda Shalim Bashem Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah. La Sok Torah Mitzvah. Vayihinu Amadunai Elohinu Aleinu Maasei Yadenu Kanunei Aleinu Maasei Yadenu Kanuneihu. Rabbi Abba Amar Dekama Atar Tane Nan Dekucha Barichu Koma Deavid Le'ela Wittata Kolayu Keshot Biovada Ikshot Beleila Mila Bialmar Divaye Barnash Ledach Yale Yamineya Ulan Haga Beya Kalana Dehakuru Ovada Ikshot Inun Wikolai Stiri The Alma. The energy of our current year, 5780, as a revealed energy of compensation and a concealed energy of Shefa. The way we connect the reveal the Shefa and connect it to the compensation is by studying a verse from the Tanakh that connects to both energies. Tonight we are going to be studying Leviticus chapter 13, verse 23. V'im tachteha tamod habahet lo pasasa sarevet
has joined.
The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. We study one verse from the Tanakh that connects to this energy. It is from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom leami leYisrael untati vishakan tarta willo yirgaz od willo yosifu bnei avla laanoto kaasher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each name with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayo te alame mehe shi lalahe aka aka heta ezayo alada la awahe heya. Yosala me behe, he reyo, he kome. La awa kala yo, la wawa pehe la. Nulaha yo yo yo, me la he, te he wa. Nuta he, he a, yo re ta, shi a he. Rayo yo awa me la ka be wa shi re yo ke wa la he ke ka wa ko me nu da andu yo ke a me re he a yo yo za me he me he 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 me yo ka wa wa la yo la he sa a la re yo ashi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he he she a me me nu nu wa nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me ta re wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo da me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me. Me be shi la yo hey anu wa ka me ta. Hey hey yo awanu da la hey wa hey me ya. Yo ta la me re hey hey yo yo hey me me. La wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la. Nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he. Ra le yo la wa me la yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da. A nu yo he wa me re he a yo he za. He shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he. Sa a la re yo a la me ta he. Wa he wa la la yo he yo shi a la me. Nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re. Wa he wa be wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. Da he be me kako a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. Today is the 12th day of Av. The Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, Rabbi Aryeh Leib Katzenelbogen, Rabbi Moshe Baer, ben Rabbi Aaron of Stolen, Rabbi Ephraim Zalman, ben Rabbi Menachem Manish Margolis, Rabbi Yeshayahu, then Rabbi Avraham Moshe, Belfried of Kalish. Please join me in saying first two lines of Shema Yisrael, by closing your eyes or covering your eyes and leaning slightly to the left as we say together, Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai also connect to the Esther de Broat Vadaber Elohim et kol ha-devarim ha-eilele mor. Anochi ha-shem Elohecha asher hoseitika. Meretz Mitzrayim mi-bet avadim lo yihye lecha. Elohim acherim al panai lo ta'ase lecha. Esel will call Timuna Asher Bashamayim Mi Baala Asher Baret Mitahat Washer Bamayim Mitahat Laret Lo Tishtaha Velahem Willow Tavdem Ianoki Hashem Elohecha Elkana Poker Awon Avot Al Banim Al Shileshim V'Al Ribeim L'shonai V'yoseh Hesed La'alafim La'ohavai U'shomrei Mitzvotai Lo Tisa Et Shem Hashem Elohecha La'ashav ki lo yinake Hashem Et asher yisa Et shemo la'ashav zahor Et yom ha'shabbat L'kadsho Sheshet yamim ta'avod v'asita Kol melachtecha Yom Hashvi Shabbat Lashem Elohecha Lo Taseh Kol Melacha Ata Uvincha Uvitecha Avdecha V'amarcha Uhemtecha V'gercha Asher Visharecha Kisheshet Yamim Asa Hashem et ha-shamayim v'et ha-aretz et ha-yam v'et kol asher bam v'yanach b'yom ha-shvi'i al kein berach Hashem et yom ha-shabbat v'yikad shehu kabed et avicha v'et ha-mecha Leman yarikun yamecha al ha'adama asher Hashem Elohecha noten lah lo tirtzach lo tinav lo tignov lo ta'ane bereacha ad shaker lo tachmod Beit Re'echa, Lo Tachmod Eshet Re'echa, V'Avdo V'Amato V'Shoro V'Chamoro, V'Kol Asher L'Re'echa. The eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper, and the abridged Kaddish, we say, the reason it's abridged is it allows us to say the Kaddish when there is not a minion present.
And we all say Amen. V'alma divra kirute v'yamli malchute v'chayechon uv'yomeichon uv'chayed kol beit Yisrael v'agad kariv itbarach v'ishtabach v'ipar v'ibromam v'idnase v'itadar v'itale v'italal shemede kudsha ve'ela min pa birkata v'shirata tushbechata v'nechemata da'ami ran b'alma Yehe shlama rabba min shamaya V'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael V'imru amen Oseh shalom b'imromav U'yaseh shalom aleinu V'al kol Yisrael V'imru amen Our class tonight is a Zohar class. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row one in the right-hand column. And that will open up to a list of all of the parashas. Please scroll down to the parasha Vayechanan. The parasha this week is not Vayechanan, it's Ekev. But we were not able to study the second parasha for Vayechanan because of Tisha B'Av. And so we're going to do it tonight because the halakha allows us to study the parasha for the week of and the week after. So when you open up the landing page for parasha Vayechanan, please scroll down to section 13, which is titled Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem Kavod. And we will start after the Lashem Yehud at Pasuk 78. Lashem Yehud kudsha barichu ishkinte bithilu urchimu utkilu utkilu urchimu liakda l'shem yudhe bavavhe v'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah la'asok Torah mitzvah Vayino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konenehu. Pasuk 78. Shema Yisrael Hashem Eloheinu Hashem Echad Daihu Yehuda Ad Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto Leolam Waed HaYehuda Achara Lemecheve Shemeya Razahad Verazada Hashem Hu HaElohim Dakitiv Kadinun Yehuda Achad The translation. Shema Yisrael, hear, O Israel. Hashem, our Elohim, Hashem is one meditation, it's a unification. And blessed be the name of the glory of his kingdom forever and ever, is another meditation. So that his name, which is Malchut, called name, should be of the same secret. According to this secret of Hashem, he is the Elohim, which is Yud-Heh Vav-Heh, which is Zeran-Pin, is Malchut, called Elohim. This is written when Zeran-Pin and Malchut are unified together. Hence, Shema Yisrael is the secret of Yud-Heh Vav-Heh, And blessed be the name of the glory of his kingdom forever and ever is Elohim.
My commentary, Rabbi Ochsler's commentary on this pasuk, is clear as written. But there's so much more in this pasuk. When we say Shema Yisrael, we are connecting to the phrase Hashem Ahu Ha Elohim. Yudke Vavke is the name, the Elohim. We say this seven times on Yom Kippur. You may be familiar, it's the last thing we do on Yom Kippur before that final blowing of the shofar. Hashem Hu HaElohim. So when we're saying the Shema, one meditation is to connect to that statement, Hashem Hu HaElohim. When we say the Shema portion, the first verse, we're connecting to Hashem, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. When we say the Baruch Shem Kivod portion, which is a second meditation, we are saying Hashem Hu HaElohim. Verse 79. Ve'ite ma'i haki ke'gavna dikti v'ashem Echad u'shmo echad la'vi'i Hashem Hu ha'elohim ve'ikerti v'ashem u'shmo hu echad ha'vena amre Haki la kiti vela Hashem, echad ushmo echad, v'yitzterich lomar, v'gavna da Hashem, v'ha Elohim, v'yitchaze Hashem, echad ushmo echad. The translation. You may say that in that case, the meditation of Shema and Blessed Be resembles the verse, Hashem shall be one and his name one, which is a verse from Zechariah, which is not equal to Hashem, he is the Elohim. Or had it been written, Hashem and his name shall be one, we would say so, that it equals Hashem, he is the Elohim. But it is not written so. But Hashem shall be one and his name one. In that case, it should have said thus. Hashem is the Elohim is, and it would equal. Hashem shall be one and his name one. But since it is not written so, but Hashem, he is the Elohim, it is not similar to Hashem shall be one and his name one. How can we claim that the meditation of Shema and Blessed Be, which are two meditations, like Hashem shall be one and his name one, is equal to Hashem, he is the Elohim? And again, his commentary, my commentary is Rabbi Ashlag's commentary. The question being asked is clear. We're being told that these two meditative statements, Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem, is, we were told in the first verse, in 78, that it is equivalent to saying, Hashem Hu HaElohim. But it is not equivalent, in the second verse, we're being told it is not equivalent to his Hashem, and his name are one. And it's asking essentially why not. Verse 80. Ela kola had vakad idahadan tirain shemahan ilain dabi yehudahad dabi yehudahad tidain tirain shemahan ilain itavedu had bit kalilan. And he answers, everything is one. The meditation of Shema and blessed be. The secret of Hashem shall be one in the Shema, and his name one in blessed be, are one with Hashem, he is the Elohim. For when these two names are unified, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, which is Zerantin, together with Elohim, which is Malchut, one by one meditation, with the meditation of Shema Yisrael, and the other by the another meditation, namely the meditation of blessed be, or when the two names become one and are mutually included in each other, and everything becomes one complete name, then it is written, Hashem, he is the Elohim. For then everything is included in each other to be one. But before they are united, each on its own, they cannot be mutually included to be all one, in such a way that Hashem shall be one and his name one. He is not equal to Hashem, he is the Elohim. But the latter is the result of the former, as explained. With Rabbi Ashlag's commentary, the Pasuk is clear as written. The students of the Kabbalah will find it beneficial to contemplate this Pasuk. For many people, in the English, it does not make sense. But if you contemplate the idea that Shema Yisrael is one meditation that connects to Zerampin, and Baruch Shem is a second meditation that connects to Malchut, and because we are saying them one after the other, we are uniting them. And by uniting them, one said out loud and one said in the whisper, we bring them together, and they, by being brought together and unified, together interspersed, where Elohim has become part of Hashem, and Hashem is part of Elohim. They are equivalent to Adonai Hu HaElohim. But it is only when we understand that they have to be brought together can we say that they are equivalent to He and His name are one. And this takes much contemplation. Pasuk 81. Kalala de kolo raita haki hu adai. How right I he Torah, Shebika the Torah, Shebe Alpe, Torah Shebiki, Dahu Diki Hashem, Torah Shebe Alpe, Diki Ha Elohim, Ugin de Oraita. Ihi raza dishma kadisha ikre haki. The generality of the whole Torah, namely the written Torah and the oral Torah together, is surely that way. The Torah is the written Torah and is the oral Torah. The written Torah is as written Hashem, namely Zeranpin. The oral Torah is as written the Elohim, which is Malchut. Since the Torah is the secret of the Holy Name, it is therefore called thus. The one is called Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, and the other the Elohim. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's commentary, the pasuk is clear as written. And this pasuk is adding code words to the discussion and explaining the relationship between the written Torah and the oral Torah, which in our generation has become both written Torahs, because the Talmud has been written down. And it is studied today extensively. And while it's being studied extensively, it's leaving out the Zohar. And this is the mistake, because they need to be studied together. And it is a very well-known criticism of the teachings of the yeshivot, that they only study the Gemara, which is one part of the Talmud. They touch on the Mishnah, the other part of the Talmud, and they expect the students to study the Torah and the Tanakh, they expect the student to study that on its own, on their own. And if you understand the meaning of the word Peshat, which implies the Tanakh, it implies the simple understanding of the Tanakh. That's the deepest part of our Torah and our Tanakh, is the simple part, the Peshat level. And without the Sod, without the secret, without the other levels, the Peshat can never truly be absorbed and lived. It takes all four parts of the garden, the Pardes, the Peshat, the simple, most intense energy of all. The Remez, the hints, the Drash, the Midrash, and the ethical morality aspects of the Torah and the Bible, the Talmud, and of course the Sod. It takes all four levels, the Sod being the secrets, being the Kabbalah. The sages have told us, the Gra HaVilna, the most famous
Ashkenazi rabbi there is. The Gra has told us, and all of the Sephardim have told us. Without the study of the Ksod, without the study of the Kabbalah, you cannot even approach the raw naked energy that is the Peshat. Pasuk 82. Torah shebikti piktav, Torah shebe'al peh, da'kalal v'da'parat, gelal yitzterich, li'frad u'frad atzterich li'kalal. Yahadu Dabda Vahawe Kolahat Yad Kalala Theoraita Ihu Kalala Dilela Witata Begin Disha Dishma Dalela Ushma Dalita Ta Daraza De Alma Ila Vidaraza De Alm Da Tata Aviakati Lata Areta Lita Aki Hashem Uha Elohim Dakala La De Kola V'l'chal dadi amaran itzteri barnash v'min da b'hai alma. The translation. The written Torah and the oral Torah, one is general and the other particular. The written Torah is general, namely Zeranpin, while the oral Torah is particular, namely Malchut. The general needs the particular, and the particular needs the general. The one cannot reach perfection without the other, until the two are joined. They unite with each other, and everything becomes one. Therefore, the generality of the whole Torah is the generality above, Zeranpin, and the generality below, Malchut, since that name exists above and that name exists below. The one, the written Torah, is the secret of the supernal world, Zeranpin. And the other, the oral Torah, is the secret of the lower world, Malchut. Hence it is written, to you it was shown that you might know that Hashem, He is the Elohim, where both are one. And this includes everything, all worlds, all that we said one should know in this world. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's commentary, the pasuk is clear as written. This pasuk is adding additional code words to the discussion. Pasuk 83. Weitema pikude oraita aninun akabe klalada elada ihu zahor. V'dayihu shamor v'kol pikudei oraita v'hane kalilan v'raza d'zakor uv'raza v'shamor v'kol ayihu ad. The translation. You may ask where the commandments or the mitzvot of the Torah are in this inclusion. Whether Hashem, He is the Elohim, includes everything. And he answers, the one, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, is remember, while the other, the Elohim, is keep. All the mitzvot of the Torah are included in these in the mystery of remember and the mystery of keep. Remember includes the 248 positive mitzvot, and keep includes the 365 negative mitzvot. and everything is one. My commentary is, again, additional code words are being added to the discussion. But to explain it in for those who it's not clear. In the first of the Esther Dibrot in the book of Exodus, it says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And in the second reading of the Esther Dibrot in the book of Devarim, it says, guard the Sabbath day to keep it holy. On one it's keep, and on one it's remember. And these are the code words being added to the discussion, and where it's being explained that keep, the first one is Zerantin, and the second one is guard, and together they're included in each other. And the Midrash says that when God spoke at Mount Sinai, both words were said simultaneously, and they were heard by the nation simultaneously. And how can you hear two words simultaneously? This is the miracle. And this is our task, is to hear and say both words simultaneously. And that's why all of these phrases and verses and all of this discussion is about recognizing Hashem, Hu Ha Elohim. There on pin, which is he, the word is who in Hebrew, who, but then there's another he following it that makes it Ha Elohim, the Elohim, the definite article Elohim. And it's saying, it's unifying Zerampin with Malchut in the phrase Adonai Hu Ha Elohim. Adonai, he is the Elohim. But that cannot be done until you say the Shema as one meditation and the Baruch Shem as the other meditation. And by saying them and unifying them in sequence, you can inter-include both the God of mercy and the God of judgment inter-included in each other. Pasuk 84. Patach Rabbi Yossi, we amar hadetane nan, selota di arvit ovaihu, vadai begin de kariat shema, di arvit hova de kucha berichu, idiachad belelia, Ma deit yachad bimama, umidad laila itkalil bimama, umidad yimama itkalil belelya, veitavit Yehuda uman de amar reshut, begini morim, uftarin de mi. Tachle Belel Yav Ha'okim Na. The translation. Rabbi Yossi opened with the fact that we learned that our vit, the evening prayer, is obligatory, is surely so, because the Holy One, blessed be He, is unified at night through the Shema reading, just as He is unified during the day. The quality of night is included in day, and the quality of day is included in night, and unification takes place. Whoever says it is optional, it is because the prayer was composed to correspond to the portions of the sacrifices and the fatty parts that are consumed and burned at night, which are not obligatory for Shacharit, morning prayer, and Mincha, the afternoon prayer, correspond to the two daily offerings, which are obligatory. But the evening prayer corresponds to the portions of the sacrifices, etc., which are optional. We have already explained it. My commentary, this pasuk is bringing additional concepts and code words to the discussion. Many people are taught that the evening prayer is not obligatory. It's optional. But what this verse is explaining, and it takes some contemplation, what it's explaining is that when we had the temple and we were doing these animal sacrifices, that essentially was the replacement of the animal part of the human being being sacrificed. There were two daily sacrifices that was done for the nation, and those animals represented the nation, and they were obligatory. But the parts of the animal that were burnt at night were not obligatory, but they were obligatory. They had to be burned, and they could be burned during the day, they could be burned during the afternoon, and if they weren't burned in those times, they needed to be burned in the evening, the third sacrifice for the nation. But that burning went on all night long until all of the additional parts of the animal were burned. So the evening prayer is obligatory because those parts of the animal needed to be burned. Because it wasn't an ola, a burnt offering, unless every part of the animal was burnt. And those parts of the animal take longer to burn, and they're more difficult to burn, and they need to be burned at night. And I hope this commentary, these unwritten commentaries are helpful for you to understand the Zohar, because without this understanding, one could never truly understand unity. And it is very important to understand unity. Verse 85. Biok muha havrayayo avait vilishala ibaha Yehuda Bishma Yisrael itkalil kola yamina usmala amaketil levatar viahavta Wehayim Shamoa Dehaba Yehuda Itkalilu Elahatam Iklal Haka Bifrat Vahaki Itsterich shall love. The Hebrew word is be'ahavta. You shall love Hashem your Elohim. We have explained this verse, and so did the friends. The friends are the writers of the Talmud, or the redactors of the Talmud, which is redacting different understandings from different teachers. But we should ask, if everything right and left is included in this meditation of Shema Yisrael, why is it then written, and you shall love, which is the right, and it shall come to pass if you hearken, which is the Haya Im Shamoa, which is left. And if we were already included in the meditation of the Shema reading, and he answers, there in the Shema reading, it is part of the general, where the right and left of dot were comprehended into a general principle. And here it is of the particular. At first it is written, you shall love in itself, which is chesed. And then, and it shall come to pass, if you hearken, which is giburah. And so it should be. And the, again, my commentary is this pasuk is written and as clear as written. Most people in our generation are not familiar with all of the Shema. The Shema is composed of two lines, Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem. And we've discussed that up till now in this section extensively. But then we go into what is a famous part called Be'ahavta. And it's being explained in this pasuk that this is connected to Chesed. It consists of 42 letters. 42 words. And I have explained earlier in other ways and other classes that the 42 connects to the Anabakoa. And when you say the Be'ahavta, especially in the nighttime reading, when you say the Be'ahavta, you should be, for each word you say, you should be connecting to the letter of the 42 letters of the Anabakoa. But Be'ahavta is chesed. There is no aspect of Givurah in that paragraph of 42 letters, because Hashem was utilizing chesed. But immediately afterwards, there is a paragraph which is translated, and it shall come to pass. The second paragraph has 72 words, and this connects to the 72 names of God. The 72 names of God refers to the level of Zeranpin, but it's referring to Malchut of Zeranpin. And every one of those 72 words, when you say the word, you should be meditating on a three-letter name, one of the 72 attributes of Hashem. That's what is explained in this verse 85. So let us read Pasuk 86. And I'm sorry for being running a little late today, or a little overtime. Uvrazad Yehuda de Haikarna Beya Yehuda Ihu Kegavna Dixilin Beresha Utefilin Idroa Bitfitefilin Beresha Galen Parshian Vehaitvar Vehaka Gimel Shemahan Inun Hatam Arba Pirshian Vekol Had Vehat Vilchodom ka gimel shemahan ma ben hai le hai. The translation. In the secret of the meditation we remarked on, the meditation of the Shema reading is like the meditation of the head tefillin and the hand tefillin. In the head tefillin, there are four passages, which we have already learned. And here in the Shema reading, there are three names, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, our Elohim, and Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. There are four passages, each on its own. And here there are only three names. And what is the difference between them? My commentary. The question will be answered in the next section. By asking this question in this section, it leaves this section open and incomplete. And we know there are two more sections of the particular. And I will just reiterate what I have said before. The third section has 50 words, which connects to the 50 gates of Bina. And the meditation is on the four letters of Yechieh, Aleph Hei Yud Hei, which is a name associated with Bina. And you meditate on those four letters 12 times, which is 48 of the 50 words. And if you'll look in the Shema, the 72nd, in that second paragraph, the second 72nd word is part of the 50, the third, which is an indication of how close Meratin is to Bina. And it's all part of including everything in everything, for that all is one. And then the fourth paragraph has 72 names, 72 words that we connect to the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. That's the end of my written and unwritten commentaries. Does anyone have any questions? And while you're unmuting yourself, if you do ask questions, tomorrow morning in our 10:30 class is an annual experience where I reveal the energy of the coming year, the year 5781. I hope you'll join us for that. It's usually an extremely beneficial class. And our 3 o'clock class will be continuing the advanced reincarnation classes. This coming Tuesday night is the holiday of Tu B'Av. It's Tuesday night and Wednesday. I hope you'll join us for that as well, as we will explain why it's a holiday and why it's only 6 days after the 9th of Av, after the most negative day of the year. And it opens up the beginning of our period of Teshuvah. Are there any questions? I wish you all a good week. Shavuot Tov. And much peace in your life. Shalom Gadol. Shalom.
Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Shalom.